Welcome to SelfDiscoveryWisdom.com, formerly known as Self Discovery Media. On these podcasts, you're going to hear people who speak from the heart. They've taken the journey in life. Many things have happened to them, but they've changed it to happening for them. And in their strength, their courage, they've discovered their abilities and their wisdom, and they are now sharing it here with you. Do enjoy each show. We bring it to you with love and knowing that it's going to help you on your journey of life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Sarah's View of Life, right here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. Well, I have just come home from the UK. I had 25 days away. And with a day on one side and 2 days with my newly engaged son, with his fiancée Jess on the other side, I've been gone pretty well a month. That's a long time for me because normally I never go more than 2 weeks. But family needed to be seen. Have not seen my brother and sister in 4 years. They're getting older. They have faced some horrible health issues. And it was wonderful to spend time with them, enjoy each other's time, and just simply relax for a while. Not actually typing up on preparing for a show, but I didn't just sit back and do nothing. My brother, who is a professional professor, actually, of literature, edited my book, which now is in process to go into Kindle, and that will be coming on Amazon before the end of November, and also edited the chapters for our Forgotten Children series. So we were productive as well. England was kind of a throwback to memory of growing up. It's a long time since I was there, but where my brother lives, not much has changed. A little building going on. Sadly, some shops and shopping centres struggling to stay alive. But where I was born, called Louth, is thriving. It's a 300-year-old town, and they're busy putting renovations into it, and shops galore and restaurants, and it was lovely to be there. I had over a week with my sister, who I just surrendered to, and she was in charge. Yes, she's big sister. We went into London. We met with one of my cousins. We did some shopping and ate at a very disappointing New Age pub, expensive for nothing. And then, of course, the trains went on strike, so we couldn't go back into London the following week. But I then went with my other cousin, Susie, and her friend, Shirley, and my sister and I went out to Essex to see a wonderful jam place called Tipping Well. Been there for hundreds of years making jam and still in the family, which was wonderful to see. Wonderful lunch there. The next day went off to see a, you would call off-Broadway show here in North America, but it's off West End there, a show called Jamie. And very enlightening. Very well done, and really showing the struggles of a gay young guy wanting to be a crossdresser in a world of society that still wanted him to be a boy. Yep, we see a lot of that, don't we? So, yes, we went up for my birthday to Wagamama's and just generally had some really good time, which is great. But now I am back. Shows galore coming to you this week, and more shows coming up in the future. Lots of things still happening in my life, like we are going to be celebrating as a family the engagement, my other daughter's fifth wedding anniversary, our birthdays as they miss mine and my son's, and just generally being together, which is something that's always a treat, isn't it? With my own family and with my grandchildren, and which I can't wait to see. Already seen one, seen the granddaughter, now got to go see the grandsons. So that is out of the way, and now back to work. Now, one of the disappointing things was is that raising money for the Our Forgotten Children book, the anthology, excuse me, of people who are participating from their own expertise, their own experience, a chapter on what we need to do differently for our children and how we are leaving them behind, and how all this discourse with children today is very much to do with the fact that they are feeling disconnected from life and no sense of value of life, or feeling unheard or unseen. And we've let them down on this, folks, and we need to change that. So I've still got a few more people to contribute to that chapter, but I didn't want it to be about them paying to be in the book. It's a fundraiser for the organizations they support who are doing wonderful work for children. But it's been extremely disappointing of how much we've raised. Virtually nothing. Nothing that scratches the surface. So of course I'm having to relook at the whole process of how we're going to produce this book. I did have a wonderful publisher all lined up, but we have not raised enough money for her. So I am going to have to take it out of pocket, and we're going to do the ebook first. When all said and done, we're going to do the ebook, and then we're going to do a campaign where each of the authors will do a question and answer period on their chapter, on their expertise, sharing with those that sign up. And of course, that will be paid so we can raise money for the next phase, which is actually the soft cover book and the audio book. It's all about raising awareness, but raising money so we can raise the awareness. So, hand in hand, folks. So, any support, you just have to go to self-discovery. Sorry, no, you go to the orchardofwisdom.org, orchardofwisdom.org, and you'll see there our Forgotten Children book. And in there, you'll meet the authors and everything that's to do with them, and how you can fund. We do it through PayPal and we do it through another platform. And anything helps because I really am determined to get this book out there. I'll be honest with you, I prefer it isn't out of my pocket, but no matter what, it's going out there. So, a lot of observations happening while I was over there. Of course, Israel and Gaza went to war. You've still got Putin trying to annihilate and wanting to go into Poland and Iran with nuclear weapons. And you still got stabbings and shootings and murders and everything going on. And it just made me think that no wonder our children are feeling so disconnected because we are seeing so much violence out there in the world that it is very disturbing. And what hope do they have for the future? The Israel and Gaza thing is horrible, purely horrible and disgraceful on both sides. It was inevitable that eventually that something would happen. You can't suppress people in a small area and control them with a regime like Hamas there, who are purely violent and retaliatory. And the amount of children that have died or kidnapped are just pure murders and obliteration. We can't have that and think that anything is going to be productive out of it. And it's so sad that we still feel in this world that annihilating each other is the only answer. So, what is the answer, folks? Well, you've heard me say it over and over again. Self-awareness, self-respect, self-love. Why? Because when you live in that self-awareness of who and what you are and what you're contributing, you are in respect of yourself and who you are. And what is your contribution? That responsibility of self and that self-love of knowing that you are enough and that you're here to do. And this is how you want to reach out to the world in that higher plane, that higher frequency, in that higher state of kindness and caring and lovingness. Then we become part of the solution in the world. That is something I firmly believe. People are in a state of love, self-love, self-respect, know how to respect and love others. We're not out there killing each other because we know it is futile. People that aren't in love with self or in love with life or in love with anything else but fear and hate, which believe me, they can love that because it generates a false illusion of temporary happiness when they feel that they've, I've obliterated another. It's a temporary feeling. An empty feeling and will never ever fill them up with the love that they really do need. So, more and more we look at this world that just wants to go to pieces, and the more and more it is necessary for us to step up and actually be the love that we know we need in this world. It isn't for someone else to create the platform for you. You are the platform. In your own world and the world that is immediately around you are the love. You are the joy. You are the happiness. You're also the misery. Because it's delusional to think that we're just going to step into love and everything is going to be all right. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about abstaining from life. Life is there. There are things that have happened to you that are always going to be chasing you. There is a percentage of pain that you have known and that likes to come up and tap you on the shoulder. But I'm talking about the percentage of you that's done the work, the percentage of you that stepped into love, the percentage of you that knows that no matter what you've been through, who you are today is who you embrace. Because all of those scars, all of that pain, all of that strife and struggle has led you to being the beautiful person you are today. But you can't become that person if you're not willing to take onerous responsibility for your own choices. Yes, stuff happens to you. Don't you think now we're going to have another generations of children hating each other on both sides, being scarred and being shattered through life? That's going to go on for another 100 years. And if we're not there to help them through the process of forgiveness, of solutions, what can we do differently? What can we do better? How can we communicate without obliterating? If we're not there to do that, it's just going to be another cycle down the road of another war, of another obliteration, and on it will go. We have to say, I was wounded. Yes, it happened to me. But it doesn't mean I have to remain a victim of it for the rest of my life. It doesn't mean that I have to be someone who is stuck in past time. I can let it motivate me to being empowered, enriched and abundant in heart, soul, and spirit, being compassionate and caring so that this does not happen again, certainly in your own life and hopefully in the life around you. Shoot happens, folks. It really does. As a human race, we're very, very, very slow to learn. We have all this wonderful technology. And I do believe, and a show's coming up on this, on the merging of AI and human, of cohesively living together, is in front of us. But it is a choice. You see, the machines aren't here to replace us. They're here to enlighten us. They're here to take off the daily grudge burden so that we actually can step into a heightened state. But they also are in that heightened state because they don't allow the emotion that we have, the turmoil within us, to get in the way of the clarity. So when we listen and we learn and we apply, we grow. So, yes, I am back. I needed that month off. I needed that physical rest, that emotional rest, that reconnection. And now I've come back full steam. So many good shows coming to you, so many good things coming to you. And I am determined for these books to get out. I am determined for us to rise up into a heightened state of compassion, caring, and love and kindness. And I will continue to bring all these wonderful people that have stepped into that role that are illuminators. I have a wonderful gentleman coming on who's talking about this. He said this is primarily for Jewish people, this story, but it isn't just for Jewish people. It's about love, and that applies to all of us. There's so much undercurrent love that I give you in every show. That is the premises of everything that I do here, is love. It comes from love. There is a love basis in everything, no matter what the problem is. How do we resolve it? Where's the solution? And it comes with a foundation of love. So, hi, folks. We're in for a ride for November. And I look forward to all the people that I'm going to be bringing to you. So, Until next week, folks. Bye for now. We hope that you enjoyed the show. There are so many more for you here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. Just go to the podcast tag at the top there and you will see all the many genres and all 3,000 shows ready for your listening. We are here to serve you, to help you on your journey of life, and we know that through inspiration, it begets invitation. We are supported by you, the listeners, and those that we interview. Anything that you can spare us in donation would be greatly accepted, and we do hope that you enjoy the next show.